Chapter 3. Temple District, Coruscant.
Yakiel sipped the hot, dark beverage and glanced at the newcomer to the tap calf. He was human, slender but not scrawny. He had a full head of hair, tawny and immaculately styled, and his clothing was fashionable but tastefully understated. His face was quite handsome by human standards, but the full lips seemed to her to be held in a constant smirk. Yakiel's sensitive nose detected some sort of musky scent about him. She had learned that humans liked to adorn themselves with perfume, or cologne, as it was called, apparently not trusting in their own natural scents to attract the opposite sex. Bothans had no such concerns. They all smelled unique, and almost all smelled appealing, at least to other Bothans. She cast a glance at Barv and wondered what he thought of her scent. Barv was enjoying his calf in silence, his oversized hands holding an appropriately oversized mug. His jade face, with the thick boxy snout and strong chin that often made him look so glowering and imposing to others, was relaxed in what Yakiel recognized as comfortable good cheer. Yakiel turned her eyes back to the stranger, noting the well-manicured hands that accepted a portable cup. Now that she looked again, he seemed familiar to her somehow. Not the scent, she'd have remembered that, but his looks. Was he a Holovid star? She watched the occasional one that Valen and Gisela had recommended to her and found them passably entertaining, but she couldn't identify him. The stranger paid and walked out. He strode off briskly, and a droid that had been patiently waiting outside suddenly lifted and floated after him. A Hologlide J-57 cam droid. And Yakiel realized where she knew the stranger from. Her eyes narrowed, and she growled softly, her fur rippling in displeasure.
A journalist,
she spat, infusing the single word with the same disgust and loathing with which she would have said, a Sith. Barv grunted, but he allowed that journalists, despite Yakiel's personal opinion, were beings too, and they should be allowed to buy a cup of calf if they felt so inclined. A pedestrian hurtled through the tap calf's window right about then, transparasteel folding about him as he hit a table, and the conversation was dropped. Both Jedi Knights leapt to their feet, weapons in hand but not activated, and raced outside as the customers inside screamed and ducked. A soft, pudgy Ortolan, screaming and flailing his blue arms and legs, ears flapping wildly, hurtled toward Barv. Still calm, he lifted a massive hand and force-caught the Ortolan, lowering him gently to the ground. Yakiel's lightsaber snap hissed to life, and she extended her senses, reaching past the chaos and fear to identify the source of the disturbance. It took less than a second, and her eyes lit upon the miscreant at the same instant the Force directed Yakiel's attention toward her. Her feline jaw gaped for a precious second.
Gisela!
She was there, just outside the Jedi Temple. Her lightsaber lit and clutched in one hand, while her other was extended, clearing a path through the crowd and battering back any would-be attackers. Gisela's eyes were huge, and even at this distance, her friends could see the combination of terror and determination in them.
Stang!
Muttered Yakiel. Barv was right beside her, and moving as one, the two raced toward their friend and fellow Jedi. Barv rapidly began to outpace the Bothan, moving much more swiftly than most would expect of the large Ramoan. Neither he nor Yakiel knew who was attacking Gisela, but it didn't matter. She was Sela, a member of the unit, and time seemed to slow. In that stretched-out moment, Yakiel watched as Gisela tensed. The human Jedi could not possibly have seen Barv running to her side, and somehow Yakiel didn't think Gisela sensed him in the Force. Gisela didn't seem to react so much as she simply leapt and sprang. Barv was suddenly and unexpectedly jostled by a fleeing crowd member. That was something he needed to work on, Yakiel thought disconnectedly. He tended to hyperfocus in moments of crisis and ended up several steps to the right of where he had been running. And yet Gisela was there. The lightsaber descended so fast that Barv barely was able to block it with his own in time. Yakiel stared, stunned into inaction for a moment. Why was Gisela?
It's not you!
Gisela was screaming as she pressed the attack. She seemed to know exactly when Barv would duck, would parry, would push forward, would execute a Force leap. It would have been astonishing to watch, almost balletic, if it weren't for the horror that Gisela Horn was fighting another Jedi. And not just any Jedi, but one who was among her best friends in the galaxy. Fortunately for Barv, Gisela's uncanny and hitherto unguessed at ability to predict where he would be at any given moment seemed mitigated by her panic. She was sloppy, shaking, and Barv, who never seemed to get rattled by anything, managed to defend himself until Gisela screamed out, "Give me my friend back!" And her glowing weapon sliced across Barv's midsection. Yakiel cried out as Barv staggered back. Fortunately, Gisela's weapon had barely grazed him. It was a smoking wound, but not deep and could be treated. Yakiel's eyes met Barv's. She realized now what had happened. Even as pity and sympathy for Gisela washed through her, the Bothan knew that she had to be stopped. Preferably by fellow Jedi. Even more preferably by Yakiel. Crying incoherently, her mouth made ugly by a snarl, Gisela bore down on the Ramoan. Yakiel's hand shot out, grasped air, and pulled. Barv's huge green body was suddenly, invisibly yanked out of the path of Gisela's slicing lightsaber.